Okay? Seriously, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. That's the greatest commandment, always. Okay? And the next one, Sabbath day. And the next one, I don't know exactly the order, idolatry, adultery, kosher, down, 52, I'm guessing, love your neighbor as yourself, Leviticus 19:18. Oh, you mean if your neighbor's in trouble on the Sabbath day, you shouldn't heal him because keep the Sabbath day is a greater commandment than love your neighbor. So who was mad at Jesus when he healed on the Sabbath day? The Pharisees? That's terribly unfair because they didn't all agree with this. But this group would have. Mr. Hillel, what's the greatest commandment? Everybody, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Everybody knows that. Everybody agreed. Okay, what's second? Leviticus 19:18. Love your neighbor as yourself. Then, I don't remember exactly, but idolatry, adultery, Sabbath day. Do you mean if your neighbor is sick on the Sabbath, you may heal or help to heal? Absolutely. Love your neighbor is a greater commandment than the Sabbath day. Pekuach nefesh, saving a human life, takes precedence over all commandments except love God. In fact, that is how you love God. Okay? So somebody came to Jesus. Now, here again, we run into a problem because of our use of... I get so frustrated with the time. Are we snowed in yet? The Bible says a lawyer. Now, the reason that that comes off that way is because a decision was made way back, I think, in the Latin Vulgate, that the Hebrew word Torah, which means to guide or direct, and includes laws, would be translated by the Latin word for law. This isn't a lawyer in our sense. You know, we have lawyers. 95% of all lawyers give the rest a bad name. I heard somebody say this week, we have lawyers. This is a rabbinical student. This is a guy who's studying Torah. This is a seminary student. This is somebody who's committed to the Bible. Now, he does a very stupid thing. If you show this to an Orthodox Jew, they think this guy felt like an idiot because he came to Jesus and said, what's the greatest commandment? Everybody agrees. There is no disagreement about what's the greatest commandment. He's asking a stupid question. And I think he knows it. I'll show you why. What's the greatest commandment? And what does Jesus say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and the second, like it. He puts them on the same level. That's a step beyond. Then it says, in order to justify himself. See, he felt stupid. He just asked which way is up. Seriously, that's how stupid that question is, because nobody disagrees with what's the greatest commandment. He's not engaging Jesus in rabbinic debate, no matter whether he's that group or this group or somewhere in between. Anyway, I hope you see that. So now he says, okay, to justify myself, if love your neighbor as yourself, now you're in the second great debate, or a second great debate. Who's my neighbor? Because the Bible says love your neighbor, now we've got to decide who is the neighbor. Leviticus 19:18. I didn't even know when I got out of seminary that that was an Old Testament commandment. I thought Jesus made that up. It's Leviticus 19:18. Love your neighbor as yourself. So they debated. Let's try it. This group, Mr. Shammai, who's my neighbor? What do you think? Godly Jew, of course. An ungodly Jew. Yeah. A Jew worships idols. No way. A Roman? Don't make me laugh. A Roman, your neighbor? No. Okay. Mr. Hillel, who's my neighbor? What do you think? Godly Jew, of course. An ungodly Jew, unfortunately, but yes. A Jew who worships idols, yes. A Roman? They're in the image of God, aren't they? I have to love a Roman? Yeah. What about a Samaritan?